What's up, Dialed fam? Happy Wednesday and welcome to the Strength Training for Cyclists podcast by Dialed Health. My name is Derek Teal. I'm the owner and operator of Dialed Health. And you might have noticed today is not your typical episode. It is very short. It's in fact just a Turkey Day update for you for a couple of reasons. Number one, holiday weeks are notoriously terrible for podcast views. And you might think that's weird because people have more time off. But the real problem is that podcast listening is kind of a loner activity. And I'm not saying you're a complete loser if you listen to podcasts. Don't get all fired up. What I'm saying is typically you're by yourself. You can kind of tune the world out. You know, you're working out, you're doing chores, or you're on your commute, and you don't have to really be involved with your surroundings, I guess, as much. And you can zone out and take in the content. But with the holidays here, the time off, you're with your family more, there's way more social events. So that extra time also cuts into your ability to listen. And what I had heard from podcasts I listened to in the past is that they just won't do episodes on the weeks of major holidays. We have Thanksgiving, obviously, in America. So it, and with that being my primary demographic, it's just not quite worth it. In fact, I experienced this last year, and I can't remember if it was my Thanksgiving update where I first noticed it, but there was like half the listens on an episode. So I'm sorry if you're planning on listening this week, but it's just not quite there as far as the timing goes. And I meant to give you a heads up last week, so I hope you understand. But the good news is I have an awesome interview scheduled tomorrow that I'm going to do and post next week. This is with Dr. Tim Wu, who is the @SoCalBikePT on Instagram. He is a cycling-specific physical therapist who works with some very high-level athletes, and he's become my friend over the years. We connect on and talk all the time on Instagram, and we're finally going to have a real discussion about really a lot of pain-focused strength training methods, but how to activate your glutes and pre-activate your muscles for rides. We're going to talk about back pain. We're going to talk about really pain throughout your body, but I really want to focus on neck and trap pain and tightness as well. Between your back and that seems to be the primary areas that people struggle with, and he's going to be the guy to talk to about it. So I'm really looking forward to that discussion. So not only does the metrics not really line up this week, but it also allows me to do this interview for the following week. So please wait for that one and be excited. We also have some very big things going on behind the scenes of dialedhealth.com this week that I want to bring you up to speed on. In my opinion, the biggest thing we're doing is filming the all new program that's going to be coming out by the end of the year. This is not just a guided workout. This is an entire new program. So as you're listening to this, I'm probably in the middle of some bear crawl variation or some ab workout. That is a hint. It is going to be a bodyweight only program. And I hope that sounds exciting to you, but it's really the only option at this point of the year. And just as a response to what's going on in the world, gyms are still on the fritz. And although there's a lot of people who have amazing garage setups, there's a huge amount of the world that doesn't. I mean, you should see how many people right now are trying to acquire gym equipment that just can't because it's on such back order. So there's a huge need for these bodyweight workouts. And I want to make sure everyone has the quality strength training that they need to be at their optimal level of cycling that they want to be at. And doing this is just another way to support that. So it will be very different from our current no equipment bodyweight program. So there's a lot to look forward to there. We also hit a huge milestone on Instagram this week by getting that K on the top of the page. That's right, we officially hit 10,000 followers, and it's kind of surreal. I know it's a weird flex because the perception of things online, it can be so misleading and fake, but I did it the real way, you guys. I'm so proud of that. I did it completely organically, no funny business behind the scenes. I ran one like $5 ad a couple years ago that didn't do anything. So it's almost completely ad-free. And it was just built through quality content, consistency, and relationships. And the goal of doing it that way was that it would directly correlate to the members on the website, or at least before the website, it was to my in-person business, which, you know, that was the only form of marketing that I could afford at the time. And it's just grown and adapted over the years where even though it's far from free, I have to pay for videos and I spend a lot of time putting this stuff together. In fact, I wake up early in the morning just to make sure my Instagram content gets out consistently. And that's what I do every morning, Monday through Friday, and pretty much 7 days a week at this point. But I'm just so proud of it, seriously. So I have a free steak dinner gift card waiting for me because I won that bet with my videographer. First to 10K on the business page gets that dinner. And I'm going to be enjoying every gluttonous bite. I cannot wait. And the cool thing about it now is, for one, the perception of Dialed Health is even bigger. It's a big milestone, and it just makes the brand look even more successful, which, you know, I hate to say it, but it's true. And I can also swipe up now to my website or products that I endorse or whatever it might be. It's just going to make business a lot more, not only efficient, but successful and just valuable. And so, you know, when you see a page, just by the way, that has very, very low engagement and they have a lot of followers, it's probably because they bought their followers. And I'm not just saying that to like rat everybody out, but it's a possibility and kind of a strategy for a business to just be like, all right, we're launching this account, we're gonna put 10,000 followers on it, get our swipe up feature, and then we'll at least have somewhat of a perception so that people who like what we do aren't held back by the fact that we have like 400 followers. Because let me tell you, it is hard to get people to follow you when, you know, you're, even if your content's good, it's hard to get them to follow you when you only have a few hundred, even just 1,000, because I've had to do that. And I get it's just kind of weird. It feels like almost too personal. But when the following is bigger, you don't feel as like it's a less committal. That's at least my perception of it, but it's very real. So yeah, if you see a page like that, just know that's kind of what they're doing. And I don't blame them because the way I did it is the hard way. But let me tell you, it's the right way. And I'm seeing that with the numbers on the website right now. And I'm very proud of it. So no judgment at all for anyone that does that. But I'm just saying it because it was an option for me and I decided not to do it. And I'm really happy it's paid off. It's been literally years of pushing towards it, but it paid off. And even the last week to try and hit it on time before the weekend, because I had planned to do a 10K ride to celebrate. It was such a big push of just messaging people to get them to repost stuff and encourage their followers to follow me. And all the stuff behind the scenes to make it happen was crazy, man. My thumbs have freaking arthritis in them right now from being on my phone so much last week. And that leads me to the next thing, which was the 10K ride. Now, I did a poll on Instagram and said, how would you rather me celebrate? Eat 10,000 calories in one day or do a 10K vert MTB ride? You savages. It was almost 50-50. Barely did the mountain bike ride win, but it was like hundreds of people wanted me to eat 10,000 calories in one day, which I'm considering, but man, I don't know. It just doesn't feel like a good idea. In fact, I've been working very hard to stop any form of binge eating in general, and I've been doing really well. And I feel like that could really backfire on me if I decided to do that. But I did think, okay, if I were to eat 10,000 calories, because it would be very entertaining, and I've watched a lot of food challenges over the years, always, you know, part of you wants to try it, just stuff your face. It's got to come with like a huge ride. Like I need to plug out at least 150 miles on my bike or just do something big so that I don't just kill a week of dieting, because that's what it would do. If you overeat by that much, you know, my basal metabolic rate is like 2,000 calories. So, you know, maintenance for me is like 2,500. And then if I go and eat quadruple that amount, I'm putting on a few pounds of fat. And I don't want to do that. I like being lean. So there's a like real consequence there. And also it's just, I'm not going to feel good and it might trigger, you know, some bad habits, which I don't really know if that's a good idea or not. And I also don't know if encouraging that or displaying it is the way I want to use my platform. You know, like I really value the Dialed fam and I take the responsibility of being the leader of it. In the sense that, you know, I kind of set the example. And so I don't know. I have a lot of mixed feelings about all eating all the calories in one day. But regardless, we're going to hit this 10K mountain bike ride. Now, this weekend, we were going to do it. I had it all planned. But another opportunity came up that kind of became my only option. So my ride leader, shout out Nikki D, he's a Dialed fam member. And he was gonna show me around his local trails and we're gonna do the 10K. I had the videographer coming out, but he works for Specialized, which is my bike sponsor, and I'm an ambassador for them. And so he was like, hey, there's this big Specialized ride going on. It's just, you know, people from the marketing team getting together. We haven't seen each other for a while. And it wasn't an insane amount of people, but it was very cool for me because not only did I get to spend time and ride with Curtis Keene, who's a rider I've looked up to for a long time, I got to know him and along with other people of the marketing team that I'm involved with through email that I've never actually met in person. So it was like incredible networking. The trail conditions were perfect. We had a huge day on the bike. Honestly, I felt freaking awesome. And we ended up doing like 8K. And I know I had the physical like ability and desire to go more, but we just the logistics didn't work. You know, it just, if you start slow, you almost can't get back the clock and people had to leave by like 2:30. So it didn't work out, but I will be making that happen very soon. I'm going to be documenting it and wanting to get some cool photos and kind of make a story out of it. So stay tuned for that. And really, that's the biggest thing going on right now, you guys. That's about all I got to say for you. Thank you for staying patient on a quality episode until next week. And I hope by next week I can announce that we have over 500 active members on the website because we, as I just checked today, are at 493. I can't believe I'm even saying that in November. But what I will say, and this is just me being, again, transparent, and I don't know, I'm just excited this week because we're ticking off some goals. My last 4 weeks actually matched my highest week of gross production as far as just incoming money for Dialed Health that I did in person with my training. So I said that in a weird way. Basically, the last four weeks, the website has done as well as my best week ever in person training. And I don't know. I'm honestly like speechless about that. It feels like a huge responsibility, but it also just feels like this huge sense of relief where, trust me, I am not taking my foot off the gas. This week is proof of that. We are going so full throttle and there's so much urgency behind what I'm doing right now because I'm looking at the next couple months, especially with these twins, and I'm like, holy smokes, we have a lot to do. So I'm not kicking back, but I am taking that moment just to like sit back and be like, wow, you know, we can really do this. You know, I can be online full time and actually pay all of my bills and save some money. Like, in fact, what I mentioned on the last podcast episode is what I'm realizing now is I have to get past this point to start saving money, but I could at least pay all my bills, break even, and take my wife to sushi now because of where the website's at. And that's amazing. I'll probably need like $750 to actually start saving money personally, but everything else is just going back into Dialed Health. I bring home the minimum amount to pay my bills and, you know, to buy some Christmas presents. But really, that's it. We're running pretty lean at the Teal household. Again, we're enjoying life and we're not struggling, but there's so much commitment to grow this. And I'm just grateful for my wife's support. You know, she doesn't question the money I spend back on the business. And I mean, that is a huge, huge thing. Like, I think I almost take it for granted because although I have a separate business account, like she's not seeing all the transactional stuff, but like I haven't brought in more or less income literally in the last like year and a half. I take that back. Before quarantine, I started actually saving money, which was amazing. And then it got shut off. And thankfully I had a little bit of buffer and it's gotten us through the summer and now through the fall. And it looks really positive coming into next year. So that's kind of it on the behind the scenes. I know you probably don't care about my financial behind the scenes stuff, but I guess I want you to know where I'm coming from, like just like where my heart's at with it, because even though I see the value of money, like I live in the real world, what I'm really, really focused on and what's pushing me is, you know, not just the security for my family, but it's just impact. You know, like there's so many riders struggling right now with just not having the strength training or the consistency in their own training across the board, that seeing the transformations, like if you go to my post on Instagram that has the latest, it's the actual Dialed Health ad that we are going to start running. But I said, hey, we hit 10,000 followers. It's the 10K giveaway. And it says, let me know how Dialed Health has impacted you. There's like 50 comments of the most amazing testimonials. And like I was tearing up basically reading it. And it just makes me realize like how many riders need more of Dialed Health. They need what I'm doing now, but 10x'd, you know, more user friendly. They need more options. They need the accessibility and you know, probably more trainers on the platform. They probably need, I mean, it can go on endless. So I'm just rambling now, but thank you for hearing kind of where my head's at with it all. And just thank you for the support. It's on, man. We're going to finish this year up strong. And when the Dialed Health Shred starts in January, that is going to be the next big wave. I can already feel it. Like, we're not slowing down with growth right now at all, but that is going to be big. The prize is coming in, and I'm getting commitments from all my supporters, and it's going to be really sick. So stay tuned for that. We'll have announcements on it soon. Signups are going to start next month, which is another thing that we are working on currently. Oh, last thing. Thank you for listening this long. I guess you really care about the site if you are, but we're going to be adding a forum to the website, which is going to be a big part of the Dialed Health Shred, so people can connect and talk to each other about, you know, things that are working, ideas, you know, kind of a support system there. But we're going to just be starting a general forum. So it's going to be about the programs, about the workouts, suggestions, supplements, like all that cool stuff to get you guys connected, because there's some really cool people in the Dialed Fam community. Like, if you saw my DMs, it's kind of crazy. You know, from names that you would know to people that I've never known or met or heard of that are freaking rad, like just cool people, everything from, you know, high level athletes to, doctors, to business owners, to, stay at home moms that are kicking ass, you know, like, and everything in between. So I'm just very, very grateful for the Dialed Fam right now, young and old. I think our age range is, I want to say it's 13 or 14 up to 72. I have a couple people in the early 70s. I kid you not, using my programs. It is the raddest thing ever. By the way, you want to talk about a good schedule. You know, you have someone who's been successful in life and they're in their 70s and they're still active. When you see their weekly schedule, it's so cool. It's just goals. So anyways, I am rambling. I did not expect to do this, but thank you for listening. This is the Turkey Day update. I really love you guys. I'm very grateful for you. And I hope you are proud of what I'm trying to do and what I'm trying to accomplish. And I guess I don't need you to be proud of me, but I want you to know that your money is going to the best use possible. That's it. All right. Thank you so much. Start moving forward. I will see you next week with an awesome interview with Dr. Tim Wu.